In this bulletin, a man arrested and several injured after a public shooting in Inner West Sydney. 5 killed by Russian air attacks in Ukraine. And in the NRL, the Broncos win the men's and women's grand finals. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Aslam Al-Ghad. A man has been arrested and the residential area put into lockdown after a shooting on the streets of Sydney's Inner West yesterday evening. Streets at Croydon Park were closed as paramedics treated 16 people at the scene for minor injuries, with 2 men taken to hospital for treatment. 3 more men who presented with injuries to Campsie Police Station were also taken to hospital with minor injuries. A 60-year-old man was arrested from a building at about 9:30 and taken to hospital with injuries sustained during the arrest, and several firearms were seized. A number of vehicles, including a police vehicle, sustained damage after reportedly being shot at. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has criticized allies over a lack of response to Russian strikes after another deadly attack. At least 5 people were killed by a barrage of missiles and drones in the latest attack on Ukraine, with civilian infrastructure damaged in multiple regions across the country. Ukraine's energy ministry says energy facilities had been damaged in Zaporizhia and the northern Chernihiv region. Russia's defense ministry says it successfully carried out what it called a massive strike on Ukrainian military and infrastructure targets. Mr. Zelensky says more needs to be done to stop Russia's aggression.
Sadly, there's no strong adequate response from the international community to what's happening. Constant escalation and brazenness of these strikes. Russia has rejected every proposal to end the war or even to halt the strikes. It's blatantly trying to destroy our civilian infrastructure, especially now ahead of winter. There's been zero real reaction from the world.
U.S. President Donald Trump says his deal that aims to end the war in Gaza between Hamas and Israel is a great deal for Israel. Hamas drew a favorable response from Mr. Trump on Friday by saying it accepted certain key parts of his 20-point proposal, including ending the war, Israel's withdrawal, and the release of Israeli hostages and Palestinian captives. The group's response did not mention the key demands of its disarmament and playing no future role in Gaza's governance. When asked about flexibility to negotiate, Mr. Trump told reporters it's not needed.
We have very little, we don't need flexibility because everybody's pretty much agreed to it, but there'll always be some changes. But the Hamas plan, I tell you, it's amazing. You're going to have peace, if you think about it, peace in the Middle East for the first time in, they say, really, 3,000 years. So I'm very honored to be a big part of that.
Communications Minister Annika Wells has written to the CEOs of Optus, Telstra, and TPG and will meet them in Canberra on Tuesday over 000 concerns ahead of disaster season. It comes shortly after 2 Optus outages in a fortnight left thousands without the ability to call emergency services last month, with the first incident linked to the deaths of 3 people. On the 1st of November, new rules mean carriers must share real-time information on outages with relevant emergency services organizations and other appropriate entities, including the Australian Communications and Media Authority. In a letter to Optus CEO Stephen Roux, Minister Wells says people must have trust in the reliability of our 000 service when they need it most. She also requested he and his Telstra and TPG counterparts meet her on Tuesday to provide an update on how their networks are responding to outages to ensure their legal obligations are being met. And in rugby league, the Brisbane Broncos have clinched victory in the NRL men's and women's grand finals. In the men's final, Reece Walsh powered Brisbane to a 26-22 defeat of Melbourne. The Broncos needed to overcome a 22-12 halftime deficit and mid-game injuries to starting halves Adam Reynolds and Ben Hunt to claim the club's first premiership since 2006. Star fullback Walsh continued a breathtaking final series and was involved in everything Brisbane did well in front of 80,222 fans in Sydney. And in the women's final, the Brisbane Broncos are NRLW premiers for the first time in 5 years after sealing a late 22-18 grand final win over the Sydney Roosters. Center Mele Hufanga scored 5 minutes from full time at Accor Stadium to wrap up victory and ruin the Roosters' hopes of completing an unbeaten campaign and lifting a second straight premiership trophy. The Roosters were up by 2 points with 9 minutes to play, but they were hurting with hooker Keeley Davis and captain Isabel Kelly playing on after treatment for eye and ankle injuries. And Hufanga's match-winning try in the 65th minute sealed it for the Broncos. Roosters captain Isabel Kelly says she's proud of her team's performance despite the loss.
Disappointed we didn't get the win, but proud to be a part of this team. When you look at, I guess, the injuries that we've had this year, losing someone yesterday to ACL who is a key player to us, so versatile in everything she does, and then going out there today for the score to only be 4 points difference, and that's what was going on. I'm just, yeah, really proud.
The win has brought Brisbane their fourth NRLW premiership. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.